Welcome to Zichu Dav Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldar, and today we're Zechus Yuma Dav Vav, the first parak, Shiva's Yamim. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara asks why the Kohen Gadol was required to separate from his wife when his wife could be sequestered with him on the temple grounds, and answers, Shemi Yabal Ishto Batimsa Sveik Nida. Perhaps he'll have relations with his wife when she has no reason to think that she's a Nida, and she'll afterwards be found to have been a possible Nida at that time. In that case, the Kohen Gadol will be tummy for 7 days and will not be able to perform the Avodah of Yom Kippur. Rabbi Zera said that we can learn from this that one who has relations with a Nida is not tummy exactly like a Nida and immerses himself during the 7th day without having to wait until nightfall. Rabbi Zera said that we can learn from this that a Boa Nida ain't like a Nida, that one who has relations with a Nida is not tummy exactly like a Nida and immerses himself during the 7th day without having to wait until nightfall. For if you say that he's like a Nida requiring tefillah after nightfall of the 7th day, how could the Kohen Gadol who had relations with his wife the day he was sequestered do the Avodah of Yom Kippur? He would need to immerse himself the night of Yom Kippur and wait until the following day before he could enter the base of Mikdash. Rav Shimon brings an alternative explanation, which is refuted. Point number 2, the Gemara asks why the Kohen Gadol is not sequestered from possible Tumas Ameis. Rashi explains that he should be sequestered not only from his wife, but from all visitors, lest someone dies in his presence. Rav Tachlifa, the father of Huna, said in the name of Rava, this tells us that Tumas Ameis is permitted with regard to the community. This means that if any Tumas Ameis restriction interferes with the communal sacrifice, the Torah commands without reservation that the restriction be disregarded. There is therefore no need to prevent the Kohen Gadol from being sequestered from visitors. Ravina said, you can even say that Tumas Ameis is merely overridden with regard to the community, which requires observing Tumas restrictions if at all possible. The reason the Kohen Gadol does not need to be sequestered from visitors is that Tumas Ameis lo shchicha. Tumas Ameis is not common at all. Tumas Beis lo shchicha, whereas Tumas of his house, meaning from his wife, is somewhat common. And point number 3, the Gemara brings a Malchokas and Marayim regarding Tumas Ameis. Rav Nachman said, Hutri hi betzibur, it's permitted with regard to the community. Rav Sheshet said, Duchuye hi betzibur, it's merely overridden with regard to the community. The Gemara explains that where there are Tame and Tower Kohanim in the same base of, all agree that the Tower Kohanim should serve and the Tame ones should not, even in offering communal offerings. They only disagree if Tower Kohanim from another base of should be brought when all the members of the current base of are Tame. Rav Nachman says we do not need to seek Tower Kohanim, and Rav Sheshet says we must seek Tower Kohanim from a different base of. Some say that even in a case where there are both Tame and Tower Kohanim in the same base of, Rav Nachman disagrees and says that Tamei ones can also serve. The Kol Tumas Meis Betzibur Rachman Sharya, for the merciful one permitted all cases of corpse Tuma with regard to the community. So once again, the 3 points are number 1. The Gemara asks why the Kohen Gadol is required to separate from his wife when his wife could be sequestered with him on the temple grounds, and answers, Shemi Yabal Ishto Betimsa Sveik Nida. Perhaps he'll have relations with his wife when she has no reason to think that she's a Nida, and she'll afterwards be found to have been a possible Nida at that time. In that case, the Kohen Gadol will be tummy for 7 days and will not be able to perform the Avodah of Yom Kippur. Rabbi Zera said that we can learn from this that Baal Nida Eino Kenida, one who has relations with a Nida is not tummy exactly like a Nida and immerses himself during the 7th day without having to wait until nightfall. For if you say that he's like a Nida requiring tefillah after nightfall of the 7th day, how could the Kohen Gadol who had relations with his wife the day he was sequestered do the Avodah of Yom Kippur? He would need to immerse the night of Yom Kippur and wait until the following day before he could enter the base of Mikdash. Rav Shimi brings an alternative explanation, which is refuted. Point number 2, the Gemara asks why the Kohen Gadol is not sequestered from possible Tumas Ameis. Rashi explains that he should be sequestered not only from his wife, but from all visitors, lest someone dies in his presence. Rav Tachlifa, the father of Huna, said in the name of Rava, Zosomeres Tumas Ameis Hutrahi Batsibur. This tells us that Tumas Ameis is permitted with regard to the community. This means that if any Tumas Ameis restriction interferes with the communal sacrifice, the Torah commands without reservation that the restriction be disregarded. There is therefore no need to prevent the Kohen Gadol from being sequestered from visitors. Ravina said, Afil Temo Tumas Ameis Dechuyahi Batsibur. You can even say that Tumas Ameis is merely overridden with regard to the community, which requires observing Tumas restrictions if at all possible. The reason the Kohen Gadol does not need to be sequestered from visitors is that Tumas Ameis lo shchicha. Tumas Ameis is not common at all. Tumas Beis lo shchicha, whereas Tuma of his house, meaning from his wife, is somewhat common. And point number 3, the Gemara brings a Malchokas and Marayim regarding Tumas Ameis. Rav Nachman said, Hutrihi Betzibur, it's permitted with regard to the community. Rav Sheshet said, Duchuyi Betzibur, it's merely overridden with regard to the community. The Gemara explains that where there are Tame and Tower Kohanim in the same base of, all agree that the Tower Kohanim should serve and the Tame ones should not, even in offering communal offerings. They only disagree if Tower Kohanim from another base of should be brought when all the members of the current base of are Tame. Rav Nachman says we do not need to seek Taor Kohanim, and Rav Shisha says we must seek Taor Kohanim from a different base of. Some say that even in the case where there are both Tamei and Taor Kohanim in the same base of, Rav Nachman disagrees and says that the Tamei ones can also serve. They're called Tumas Meis, but Tzibra Rachman Asharya, for the merciful one permitted all cases of corpse Tuma with regard to the community. All right, so now we go to our Simon for Dav Vav, and our standard Simon is a sword. A sword because a Vav is straight like a sword. So there you go, sword. Here goes. The Kohen Gadol who is sequestered from his wife and was using his sword as a pointer to read the daytime mikveh hour schedule was delighted to receive visitors from the daily base of half who were Tamei and half who were Tahor. Once again in slow motion. The Kohen Gadol who is sequestered from his wife and was using his sword. Sword? That must mean we're on Dav Vav. The Kohen Gadol who is sequestered from his wife and was using his sword as a pointer to read the daytime mikveh hour schedule, which reminds us the Gemara asks why the Kohen Gadol is required to separate from his wife when his wife could be sequestered with him on the temple grounds, and answers, perhaps he'll have relations with his wife when she has no reason to think that she's a nida, and she will afterwards be found to be an impossible nida at that time. In that case, the Kohen Gadol will be tummy for 7 days and will not be able to perform the avoda of Yom Kippur. Rabbi Zera said that we can learn from this that a bo'al nida ain't a kanida, one who has relations with a nida, is not tummy exempt a kanida and immerses himself during the 7th day without having to wait until nightfall. For if you say he's like a nida, requiring tevila after nightfall the 7th day, how could the Kohen Gadol, who had relations with his wife the day he was sequestered, do the avoda of Yom Kippur? He would need to immerse himself the night of Yom Kippur and wait until the following day before he could enter the base of Mikdash. So the Kohen Gadol, who was sequestered from his wife and was using a sword as a pointer to read the daytime mikveh hour schedule, was delighted to receive visitors from the daily base of. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks why the Kohen Gadol is not sequestered from possible Tumas Ameis. Rashi explains he should be sequestered not only from his wife, but from all visitors, lest someone dies in his presence. Rav Tachlifa, the father of Rav Huna, said in the name of Rava, Zos Omeres, Tumas Ameis, Hutrahi Batzibor. This tells us that Tumas Ameis is permitted with regard to the community. This means that if any Tumas Ameis restriction interferes with the communal sacrifice, the Torah commands without reservation that the restriction be disregarded. There is therefore no need to prevent the Kohen Gadol from being sequestered from visitors. Ravina said, "I feel tame of Tumas Ameis to Chuya Hibitzibur." You can even say that Tumas Ameis is merely overridden with regard to the community, which requires observing Tumas restrictions if at all possible. The reason that the Kohen Gadol does not need to be sequestered from visitors is that Tumas Ameis lo shchicha. Tumas Ameis is not common at all. Tumas Beis lo shchicha. Whereas Tumas of his house, meaning from his wife, is somewhat common. So the Kohen Gadol was sequestered from his wife and was using his sword as a pointer to read the daytime mikveh hour schedule, was delighted to receive visitors from the daily base of half who were Tamei and half who were Tahor. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a Malchokas on a rhyme regarding Tumas Ameis. Rav Nachman said, Hutri Hibatzibur, it's permitted with regard to the community. But Rav Shesha said, Duchuya Hibatzibur, it's merely overridden with regard to the community. The Gemara explains that where there are Tamei and Tahor Kohanim in the same base of, all agree that the Tahor Kohanim should serve and the Tamei one should not, even in offering communal offerings. The only disagree if Tahor Kohanim from another base of should be brought when all the members of the current base of are Tamei. Rav Nachman says we do not need to seek Tahor Kohanim, and Rav Shesha says they must seek Tahor Kohanim from a different base of. Some say that even in a case where there are both Tamei and Tahor Kohanim in the same base of, Rav Nachman disagrees and says that Tamei ones can also serve the Kol Tumas Meis Vetzibur Rachman Asharya, for the merciful one permitted all cases of corpse tumor with regard to the community. So once again, the Kohen Gadol who was sequestered from his wife and was using his sword as a pointer to read the daytime mikveh hour schedule was delighted to receive visitors from the daily base of half who were Tamei and half who were Tahor. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.